Well, let's talk about some of these miracles, Greg. And first of all, your definition of a miracle is what?
Well, my definition, one of the first things I did when I was in the monasteries and they began talking about some of the things that were possible when we use this connection between our inner experiences and our outer world, the guides and the translators that were with me were calling them miracles. But it was interesting because the monks and the nuns and the abbots that do these things, they don't call them miracles at all. So I asked myself the same question. I said, well, just what is a miracle? A commonly accepted definition of a miracle is that it's something that appears inexplicable by the laws of nature as we understand those laws today. And it suggests that although the laws of nature that we understand are valid as far as they go, that we may be missing some. There may be laws or ways of seeing the universe that we simply have not accounted for. Because when we accept what it is that the experiments are showing us and what these people are demonstrating, it redefines miracles for me. It says that maybe there really aren't any miracles. They're only miracles until we understand why they're possible, and then they no longer become miracles. Then maybe they're a technology, an inner technology. There's a great mystery that is taught in many of the mystery schools that unfolds kind of like a flow chart. And when I do my presentations, I'm a very visual presenter, and my challenge on radio is to do this without those illustrations. But in the minds, in our listeners' minds tonight, if you can kind of visualize this flow chart, the spiritual traditions of our past have always said that there's something that we do in our bodies that triggers a process inside of us that interacts with the forces of nature and changes our physical world. That is shown as a flow chart. And if we don't understand what it is that we're doing and how it affects the forces of nature, when we see the effects, we say that we've seen a miracle, a tumor disappearing inside the body of a living human in less than 3 minutes. That would be medically considered a miracle. There is another flow chart. Now, based on what our own science has shown us, these are documented scientific experiments. They're published in accredited academic and scientific journals that say that heart-based feelings and emotions change the electrical and the magnetic fields in the human heart, and that when those fields change, they produce quantum effects that extend beyond the heart and change our physical world.
Well, isn't that also, Greg, like saying stress kills because it changes you?
Sure, it could be the same thing. When you say these two flow charts, what you're saying, George, the science has now said the same thing as the ancient spiritual mysteries. They're saying it in modern terms. And when we begin to understand this flow of energy, maybe they aren't miracles at all. Maybe it is a way of being that we're only beginning to understand. And the reason I'm so passionate about this, and I know you can hear it in my voice, is that this isn't just any old time in history. And it may be that our understanding, as we complete and bring our understanding of who we are full circle, that we can meet the challenges of our time, not just meet them. We don't want to just meet these challenges. We want to transcend to rise above the great challenges of our time so that we've got these future generations that we're talking about. And that is what I believe is at stake in terms of our willingness to accept what our own science has shown, what the ancient traditions have always held as true, and our willingness to marry these two great ways of knowing, science and spirituality, into a wisdom that will serve us and help us to become better people and create a better world today. And I think the conditions are pushing us to come to just that conclusion.
Well, I think so, and I want to talk about what I think is happening to people these days and see if you can help shed some light on that. But would you consider this a miracle? A truck driver falls asleep at the wheel. He's going over the side of a road, maybe over a cliff. He wakes up to see a hand on his steering wheel pulling him back onto the road. And there's nobody else in the cab. It's just him. And it's not his hand. Would that be a miracle, or is that something else, like an angelic intervention?
You know, well, the answer is yes. And that is the beauty and the crux of where we find ourselves at this time in history, George. It's what we allow ourselves to accept as the reality that we're living in right now. Are there intelligent forces in non-physical form that live in this field that connects all things? Do we communicate with them? Can they communicate with us? Can they affect our physical world? I believe the answer, from my experience of those, is yes. So when I see those things or I hear stories like that, well, I'm always in awe. I'm less surprised because the mechanism is in place and it makes perfect sense. But if we choose to live in an understanding that says that we are completely separate from everything else, there's no stuff that connects the other stuff in the universe, then it would be mysterious to us as to how something like that can happen. And we'd say, you bet, that's a miracle.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Because both answers are correct. It's our perspective. It's how we choose to see the world and our relationship to the world.
Can science document this with instruments, or is it just with gut?
Well, George, you just hit the nail right on the head. One of the reasons that science and scientists have had such a hard time coming to these conclusions is this field of energy that is so new, by the way, that scientists have yet to agree upon a single term. So you'll hear former Apollo astronaut Ed Mitchell, for example, calls it nature's mind. I've shared the stage with him many times. We've had these conversations. Stephen Hawking calls it the mind of God. Max Planck, the father of quantum theory, calls it the matrix. And the whole movie series was based on this field of the matrix.
Right.
Now we're calling it the divine matrix. Regardless of what we're calling it, it is an unconventional field of energy. It doesn't work the way TV and radio broadcasts work. It doesn't work the way electricity works. So our equipment simply has not been built to detect this kind of energy. But now that the energy is, we're beginning to understand it, and some of the open-minded, visionary physicists of our time are acknowledging the existence of this field. There are ways not to measure it directly, but rather indirectly. They say if the field exists, then we should see these kinds of results, and they're seeing precisely these kinds of results.